live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald will take part in tomorrow's RTE primetime debate along with the Fine Gael leader and Fianna Fáil leader. The broadcaster has also decided to invite the leaders of five other parties to a debate on Thursday night. The Taoiseach has welcomed the decision, saying it offers a chance to expose Sinn Féin's policies. Other news, three Donegal water supplies have been removed from the Environmental Protection Agency's remedial action list. Thousands of teachers are set to strike tomorrow in a row over pay. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. All that to follow. But first, the road at Three Trees between Muff and Quigley's Point remains closed this evening as a technical examination continues following a fatal collision on the road this morning. A man has died following the single vehicle crash in the early hours. Gardaí say shortly before 4, a grey Volkswagen Golf left the road and ended up in the adjoining beach. The man in his 30s, a sole occupant of the car, was pronounced dead at the scene. It's hoped that road will reopen in the next hour or two. Three Donegal water supplies have been removed from the Environmental Protection Sea's RAL remedial action list. The latest report from the EPO shows that Irish Water has reduced the number of schemes on the RAL in the county from 12 to 1 since 2015. With more detail, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The RAL identifies drinking water supplies which are at risk of failing to consistently supply safe, clean drinking water. The Greencastle, Letterkenny and Milford Letterkenny water supplies were given the thumbs up by the EPA following extensive investment and upgrade works by Irish Water, working in conjunction with Donegal County Council. Works are continuing on the last remaining water supply on the list in Donegal at Glenties Ardra, with a view to having it removed from the list as soon as possible. In a statement, Dr. Pat O'Sullivan, drinking water compliance specialist, said, the publication of the latest report confirms that significant progress has been made in recent years in the delivery of clean and safe drinking water in Donegal. However, in many cases, the scale of the challenge faced by the utility in ensuring the delivery of clean and safe water in the region and throughout the country remains. Concluding, Dr. O'Sullivan says that significant improvements are being made year on year and they are a step closer in achieving such compliance in Donegal.
The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald will take part in RTE's primetime debate tomorrow night, along with the Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar and Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin. The broadcaster has also decided to invite the leaders of five other parties to a debate on Thursday night. In making their decision, RTE says it noted a BAI rule which said broadcasters should consider amending their coverage during a campaign if they feel it's necessary for fairness and impartiality. A Business Post Red Sea poll of 1,000 voters at the weekend showed both Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil on 24%, with Fine Gael on 21%. Well, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has welcomed RTE's decision. He says it offers a chance to expose some of Sinn Féin's policies.
I've always said that it's a matter for the broadcaster, and I've always said that I've had no objection to including Mary Lou MacDonald. I think it's an opportunity for us to scrutinise Sinn Féin's policies a little bit more, and certainly I'll be using the debate for that opportunity.
Thousands of teachers are set to strike tomorrow in a row over pay. Around 400 schools across the country will shut their doors as a result of the protest over wages for incoming teachers. Around 19,000 members of the TUI will take part. It includes secondary school teachers and college lecturers. The president of the TUI, Seamus Lahart, is defending holding the picket during an election campaign.
The incoming parties after the election will begin to form a government. They'll set out their stall for the next 4 years. We want voters to be able to ask their politicians that they're voting for, are they in favour of continuing discrimination, unfair, unequal pay, damaging the profession?
Meanwhile, an independent campaign candidate in Donegal is calling for an end to unequal pay in the education sector for both teachers and school secretaries. Secretaries represented by FORSA will strike in the country on Friday. Teachers under the TUI, as you've heard, will be striking tomorrow. Some school secretaries earn as little as €12,000 a year, while in the case of teachers in secondary schools, a two-tier pay system imposed after the recession still remains in place. Well, outgoing Deputy Thomas Pringle says it's something that the incoming government will have to tackle.
a crazy situation where some school centres who are by the board management and the parishes are not getting paid for their school holidays. That's just not acceptable for them. It's very difficult for them in terms of making a life and making provision for themselves. And also, concerned as well, we have the TUI are striking this week. I think it's vitally important if teachers working side by side, where one is getting on a higher pay scale than the other, which is a legacy of the economic crisis, which needs to be addressed and sorted out now once and for all.
And you have contained various proposals in your manifesto to tackle this, I understand.
Yes, education work does have to be tackled, and there's so much that needs to be done in terms of school secretaries and then go pay for the new entrants. We have to make sure that those are provided for and taken care of, and the only way to do that is through the next coming week, ensure that teaching and education is a priority.
And independent candidate Thomas Pringle there. The Green Party's election candidate in Donegal is calling for massive investment in the county's transport infrastructure. The Green Party's transport policy for the county includes free travel for all students, the restoration of rail connections to Sligo and Derry, and an allocation of 20% of the national transport budget to the northwest. This would mean big investments in new bus routes, the redesigning of how transport works in Letterkenny and other urban centres, and to focus on the transformation of rural transport. Michael White says Donegal is effectively shut off from public transport, and that must change.
We've announced we want to call for a radical reform of how transport's provided in the county, and that includes a huge increase in the number and frequency of bus routes, includes free travel for students, and a balance of 2-to-1 in terms of public transport investment versus private transport investment.
And we do know that Donegal has arguably been sort of left behind when it comes to rural transport. What makes you think that your party can deliver on this, you know, going forward?
Well, it seems likely that the Greens could form part of the next government. And previously, the Green Party at convention last year agreed to dedicate 20% of the national transport budget to the northwest. That's Donegal and Sligo and Leitrim. I guess what separates us is we have a plan. We've always said we've got a big, big focus on public transport provision, and that's because it's both good for the environment and then good for people in Donegal. So we want to roll that out as quickly as possible to ensure that it's cheap and easy to access public transport, to encourage people to use and rely on cars less and to use public transport more.
Michael White, the Green Party candidate in Donegal. Well, independent candidate Peter Casey says medical specialists should pay zero tax to ensure Ireland attracts the consultants necessary to cut waiting lists. Mr. Casey is claiming people in rural counties, including Donegal, are paying with their lives because of the HSE's inability to entice the specialists needed into regional hospitals. He's backing calls for a reversal of the salary cuts imposed on new consultants appointed since 2012. He also supports scrapping the HSE recruitment embargo. The independent candidate says new consultants should be treated the way artists used to be treated.
We do have a serious problem at the moment with people on extended waiting lists. I think it's probably the only thing that all of the political parties agree on is that we have a chronic shortage of specialists and consultants in the healthcare system at the moment. What we need to do is make it attractive for people, high-level consultants, to come back to Ireland. And I think the way to do that is just put a businessman's hat on and say, how do we get these people to come back home to Ireland? And so I think treat them like the way we used to treat artists and give them zero tax for 5, 7, 10 years.
Staying with election news, and green dye was spray-painted onto Fine Gael's national headquarters in Dublin today to highlight what Extinction Rebellion say is the party's poor record on climate change action. Extinction Rebellion says Fine Gael is guilty of greenwashing by only committing to a national decrease of 2% in carbon emissions. The activists say they're not endorsing any political party. These activists spoke to journalists at the protest.
Ask them if they're going to reduce Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions by 8% every year. Of all the things that Fine Gael have said that we can do as individuals, like using less electricity, recycling more, this is the greatest thing that we as individuals can do.
We're going to hold all parties to the exact same standard. So the kind of targeted action you saw today, whatever party ends up in government next has to meet their commitments, and if they don't, then they're going to face actions like this.
The North's First Minister has told the Stormont Assembly that the executive does support the expansion of the McGee campus of Ulster University, but a business case will have to be produced. Arlene Foster said she expects the issue will be comprehensively addressed by the relevant ministers and acknowledged it will be challenging. Ms Foster was answering questions from Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin, the former CEO of Derry Chamber.
At the Economy Committee last Wednesday, we were advised by a senior civil servant that there was not an adequate business case for the expansion of McGee, and it was something that she very specifically said that there was no business case, no funding, and actually no desire to do it at this time based on the unfinished business with the North Belfast campus and Ulster University. Can I ask the Minister, has she got an opinion in and around this as a priority for the executive going forward?
There are difficulties. I think the member's aware of those difficulties, and those will need to be dealt with. She will also know, particularly from her previous background, that when we go to do anything in government, we will need a business case and we will need to process that business case.
Over 73,000 people applied to the CAO before the deadline on Saturday. There has been a slight decrease in the number of people seeking to go into third level education in September. People can still apply to the CAO via the late application facility next month at a charge of €60 per online applicants. Those who have already applied can change their minds about their courses in May. Inishowen has the longest waiting times for social housing in Donegal. Figures provided by Donegal County Council show someone who's already been approved for social housing can wait up to 4 years before they're allocated a house in Inishowen. That's followed by Letterkenny and Donegal at around 3 years each. Those on the list in Lifford Stranraer are waiting around 2.5 years. But Buncrana Area Councillor Jack Murray says he's not surprised that Inishowen returned the highest figure. He says there simply isn't enough social housing available on the peninsula.
This is actually very much what I would expect. They're only showing up to 4 years, the average waiting list, and that wouldn't take into account the people that are even longer than that, and I'd be dealing with people that's 6-7 years on the waiting list. So in comparison to other municipal districts that are about a year and a half less than that, it shows that there's a real problem in Inishowen. Thankfully the council has moved to build houses in Buncrana, which is the most under stress, but we're going to need a lot more to get these hundreds of families off the housing waiting list, because it's a serious problem.
And is it fair to say that the waiting list isn't a true reflection when some of them are taken off it after they've been, you know, approved and so on, but they're actually still in limbo because they don't have their house?
Yeah, there's people still in temporary housing, which isn't a long-term solution. Families deserve the surety of the council house if they're deemed suitable for that. It's really not good enough. And if we build enough houses, we get people off the council housing waiting list, it'll alleviate the stress it's putting on rental properties as it is, because people, particularly in Buncrana, can't find a rental property at all in the town. So we need to speed this up, get people housed as quickly as possible, because this is causing huge stress to many, many families in Inishowen.
Met Éireann has issued a status yellow wind warning for four counties in the northwest. The forecaster says gusts of up to 100 kilometres per hour are possible in Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim and Mayo. The warning became valid at 5 o'clock this evening. It will remain in place until 6 a.m. on tomorrow, Tuesday morning. There are calls for a change in policy in relation to medical support letters required for housing support applications or transfers. Problems are said to be arising with people wishing to get accommodation to suit their needs, but the lack of documentation from consultants is creating stumbling blocks. Census figures for Donegal show that 13% of those living in social housing have a disability, but only some of them attend a consultant. Councillor Gerry Crawford says there needs to be an overhaul in the way these applications are processed, because the current format is resulting in people waiting years for small improvements to their homes.
When they apply on their disability or medical grounds, they're asked to provide medical supports and forms of letters of support from the GPs and from, in serious cases, from the consultants. Now, in Donegal, with a population of 160,000, there's almost 23,000, or 14% of the population, that have at least one disability. That's from the census. In Donegal, on the housing issue, 13% of people with a disability in Donegal live in social housing, compared with 9% of the general population. So that there does exist this necessity in Donegal. The problem is, not everyone who's attending the doctor for a medical condition needs to be with a consultant. And some of the waiting lists to see a consultant can take up to 3 years. So it disadvantages those people where they can't come to a conclusion on their application here within the council, and it adds to the stress that the applicant is making in the first place.
So what would you like to see? Would you like to see like GPs issuing these letters instead of consultants, maybe to speed up that process?
Well, I would never consider myself to be in a position of what a GP or a consultant should do. It's the process where people are being referred into a system within the HSE that is backed up, taken into several years before they can get a reply. So what I'm asking is for within our own system here to take a look at this here and alleviate this unnecessary delay that's been placed upon the applicant.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny. Make your Shop LK gift card go further by spending it in-store and get an extra 20% off.
Approaching 17 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal's next task in Division 1 of the Alliance League is a home tie this coming Sunday against Galway at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Now, after the first two rounds of games, Donegal are top of the standings, ahead of Dublin and Kerry on score difference. Sunday's 10-point win over Meath and Navan was a first of the league, and Jimmy Brennan says it takes the pressure off a bit ahead of the next tie against Galway.
I think it does. You know, if you lose there yesterday, you have to get another three or four wins just to keep you up. So that was a really good platform. We'll be looking forward to Galway. You know, they're going to be real hungry for this one too, the way things ended against Kerry. So they'll be really chomping at the bit to try and get after us. So hopefully we get the bodies right now this week and really get a performance.
Yeah, Galway under Pádraig Joyce are playing an expansive style of football. Shane Walsh is in a full forward. Damien Comer's back fit. So they have a lot of talent.
Yeah, and there's some serious pace too. They have like Eamon Brannigan, and you know, they have finishers too with Rob Finnerty. So, you know, our hands will be fairly full there in the defence. And I suppose it's just about sort of minimising their contribution and trying to press on. I say it'll be a tight affair. And you know, Pádraig has re-energised that Galway panel, and you know, it'll be a good test.
Yeah, 3 points from a possible four out of the two league games so far. Is there any target as such set for the league? Are you looking at possibly reaching a league final if things were to go your way over the next couple of weeks?
We probably haven't looked at it too much, but this weekend it'll be sort of crucial. This will lay down the foundations, whether you're looking at the top of the table or you're looking at the bottom with relegation. And you know, I think come the last game of the league, there'll be a few games up for grabs. You could either get to a final or you could get relegated, by the way it looks. You know, every team is beating everyone.
Yeah, it's been well documented that Donegal do not have a wonderful record in O'Donnell Park. They've really struggled to get wins in Letterkenny. Can you change that this weekend?
That'll be the aim anyway. I suppose that's been preached for the last number of years about Letterkenny. But you know, we been involved, like, we haven't performed to our maximum potential, definitely. So I think the big one this week will be trying to get the performance, and the result will take care of itself.
Jimmy Brennan looking ahead to the game against Galway as Donegal go into that tie at the top of Division 1 of the Alliance National Football League. In rugby, Leinster's Will Connors has been promoted to the Ireland senior side ahead of Saturday's Six Nations visit of Wales to the Aviva. His provincial teammate Gary Ringrose has been ruled out for the games with Wales in England following a procedure on his hand injury that he sustained in the one over Scotland. Tag Furlong will be monitored as the week progresses after reporting tightness to the calf, while both Keelan Dorris and Dave Kilcoyne are doubts for Saturday as they follow the return to play protocols. Rory McIlroy is set to return to the top of the world golf rankings next week. The Downstar last topped the list in September 2015, with six other players holding the position since then. McIlroy leapfrog Brooks Koepka and will next be in action at the Genesis Open in California next week. Graham McDowell's back into the top 50 at number 47. That's after his brilliant weekend win at the Saudi International. Just one side from the county remains in national competitions in the soccer front. Coghill Celtic will play Kilnamanagh in a replay of their FAI Intermediate Cup tie after it finished in a one-all draw down at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds yesterday. Coghill manager Gavin Cullen felt they should have got more out of the game.
We just wanted to think the game was there to win, you know, today. We done very well in the first half of the game. I think the second half we sort of played a little bit and weren't great, but overall I think we done enough to win the game, but it'd be a bit disappointing.
Bonagie, of course, lost out to College Corinthians, while Buncrana Hearts and Greencastle both suffered defeat in the FAI Junior Cup. And racing jockey Jack Kennedy looks set to miss the Cheltenham Festival next month after suffering a leg break at Leopardstown. The Kerry native was a winner of the Irish Gold Cup on board Delta Work before picking up the injury during the very next race. And finally in athletics, John Kelly, Finn Valley AC, has set a new Donegal and Ulster record in the shot put. He threw 18 metres 15 in a start-of-season event in Iceland on Sunday. The throw was good enough for him to finish second in the competition. Our next sports tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Gardaí are on a new drive to tackle what are called ghost brokers. A man's been questioned by Gardaí in Dublin investigating ghost brokers this evening. The 44-year-old was arrested yesterday morning. He's being detained at Lucan Garda Station. The Insurance Federation of Ireland and a number of insurance companies are working with Gardaí on the inquiry. Superintendent Thomas Murphy says people who are new to the country are usually targeted in the scam.
This is where a person acts on behalf of a driver while they're looking for insurance and gives them an offer of insurance or offers to do the deal with the insurance company for them. This particularly relates to people who wouldn't be familiar with the Irish market and how business is done here in relation to car insurance.
And Derry City and Strabane District Council is urging local communities to apply for support under their community programmes. Friday is the deadline. All the programmes are operated on a competitive basis and applications are determined on merit. With more detail, here's Daniel Brennan.
Applications for the community grant aid programmes for 2020-21 include the Community Support Fund, the Community Centre Venue Fund, Good Relations Funding and the Policing and Community Safety Partnership Small Project Support Programme. The grants are open to any not-for-profit constituted groups to deliver a wide range of activities and projects that benefit the city and district. The following funds are open: the Community Centre Venue Fund 2020-23, the Community Support Fund 2020-21, the Good Relations Fund 2020-21, and the PCSP Small Project Support Fund 2020-21. The closing date for applications is this Friday, February the 7th at 3 p.m.
And looking at the weather forecast for this evening, and it will stay windy this evening. Of course, as we said earlier, there is a wind warning in place that issued by Met Éireann a short time ago, and Met Éireann are telling us that the weather tonight will be blustery with showers, some heavy, further wintry falls on higher ground, gradually easing toward dawn, fresh to strong and gusty west to northwest winds hitting gale force along the west and northwest coast, lowest temperatures of 1 to 4 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow Tuesday, bright and mostly dry with showers dying out during the morning, some sunny spells developing. It will be windy to start, but fresh to strong northwest winds will gradually ease. They'll become light by mid-afternoon in highest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief, and the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald will take part in tomorrow night's RTE primetime debate along with Leo Varadkar of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin. The broadcaster has decided to invite the leaders of five other parties to a special debate on Thursday night. Three Donegal water supplies have been removed from the Environmental Protection Agency's remedial action list. The latest report from the EPA shows that Irish Water has reduced the number of schemes on the RAL in Donegal from 12 to 1 since 2015. Garda technical experts are continuing to examine the road between Muff and Quigley's Point following a fatal collision in the early hours of this morning. A man in his 30s, the sole occupant of a Volkswagen Golf, died at the scene. The car left the road at Quigley's Point and ended up on the adjoining beach. Back with news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 3rd of February. The death has taken place of Hughie Gavigan, Mahara, Ardra. His remains will leave Shovelin's funeral home, Sandfield, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to his late residence in Mahara. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 12 noon. The death has taken place of Dominic Doherty, 10, Rosemount, Kilmacrennan. Dominic's remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan, at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Odyssey Donal Patients Comfort Fund, care of Charlie McLafferty, funeral director. The death has occurred of John Cannon, Derry Henny, Duhery. His remains are reposing in the family home. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Bridget's Church, Letchermacha Ward. Interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St. Eunan's Nursing Home, care of any family member, or Sean Medlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Jackie Meehan, 41, Greaves Park, Strabane, formerly of Bluebell Terrace, Derry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Mary Ferry, Crickamore, Dunlow. Her remains are reposing at Midlands Funeral Home, with removal this evening at 6:30, going to St. Columbus Church Acres for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. The family home is strictly private, please. And the death has occurred of Michael McCarry, Roisin Dunfanaghy. His remains are reposing at his late residence at Roisin. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning to Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot at Doe Cemetery.